Hey there, I'm Alex.
And I'm Ryan.
And we are the host of
Suck My Fanfic, a weekly literary review of fan fiction.
Let's be real, guys. We all, whether it was once on a rainy night by ourselves or in a big group of friends, have all read fan fiction.
Or maybe over the shoulder of the person next to you on a bus.
Perhaps. It doesn't matter where, but we've all done it. We are here to cut through the smut and give every fan fiction their fair shake.
Because there's a lot of good creatives out there, and you might not know it. Might be the person sitting next to you right now.
Might be your best friend.
Your bank teller.
Could be you. Who knows?
Whoa.
Join us each week as we
tackle a new fandom,
talk about some stories,
and make a couple of jokes along the way.
You can find us on Fireside FM, iTunes, Spotify, YouTube, and don't forget to follow us on Twitter. Thanks.
Warning! We've been waiting 68 episodes to announce this, and this is episode 69. It's all coked up. Listener discretion is advised. Coming to you from America's Wang, this is Florida Man, the podcast for Tuesday, July the 2nd, 2019.
Each week we bring you stories from the shady side of the Sunshine State, starring America's most prolific criminal, Florida Man.
And in this week's episode,
Florida Man has a crack snack while running from cops.
Florida woman gets methed up at both ends.
Florida woman finds out why what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
And a Florida man stealing a scooter asks the wrong person for help.
Plus, fabulous Florida facts, listener email and V-mail, and much, much more. And I do have my fabulous Florida facts right here.
That's fantastic, Joel. I was hoping you would lose that this week.
I found it again.
I'm sorry, Heather. I tried to get him to... I tried to hide it, and some bitch found it.
And since we're on episode 69... I figured I'd read number 69 for you. More college football bowl games are played in Florida than in any other state. Pass the turkey.
That's fantastic, Joel.
Well, I mean, think about it. Where do you want to go in the middle of the winter? I mean,
oh, I know. There's
not another state you want
to. No, unless it's domed.
Yeah, but still, you got to get to the dome, and then you got to leave when you're done, and you're going to sit in traffic.
All right.
Would you rather sit in Tampa Bay?
I'm going to give you a do-over. Do 169.
169. In 1953, after 15 months at sea, Ann Davison landed at Miami to become the first woman to sail solo across the Atlantic.
What year was that?
1953.
That's riveting, Joel. You know, I just wonder, if it ever comes up in Trivial Pursuit, yeah, I'm going to know it.
No, you won't.
No.
You'll forget.
I know.
What's her name?
It was Amelia Earhart.
No, she was the one that flew solo.
Oh.
We're talking about the sailor. And that's odd that a woman flew solo across the Atlantic before one sailed solo.
Well, it's quicker to fly.
True, but boats have been around a lot longer than airplanes.
True.
Of course, they didn't let women on boats for a long time. They said they were bad luck.
Oh, they did.
Yep.
I did not know that.
Yep, that's why most pirate ships were men only.
Speaking of pirating, I actually just had to realize I've got my pirating software up here. I've got to close down.
What do you use?
Oh, in pirating, I was ripping.
Torrenting?
No, I was ripping. No, I wasn't stealing.
Well, I know you were ripping. I smelled it all the way over here.
No, I didn't. I did that before I came in the studio. I have standards, Joel.
I haven't found them yet.
Well, they're there. We're struggling this week. We are struggling this week. I'm gonna be honest with you. We're out of beer. We're out of all the mixers. We only have like an inch left of Tito's in the handle. I found the last Diet Coke so I could make me a Jack and Diet, so I'm on whiskey today. So this should be good about 30 minutes from here.
All right. Well, that's why we need an intern.
Yeah, I got in trouble for that today because the girlfriend said she thought she was the intern.
No.
But I said I refused to engage in the debate over text.
Yeah, good idea. Don't want any of
But at least she was listening to the episode.
Yeah, true. Yeah. But we do need an intern.
I know. Yeah, we can barely get our shit together, much less a...
Tell me about it.
All right, this is going to come out on the 2nd, so what are you doing on the 4th?
Probably like most Florida men, going to blow some shit up.
Blow some shit up. All right.
Drink some beer.
Drink some cold beer. All right. That's it?
That's pretty much it. I got to work the next day, so it's not going to be anything too
Well, big. I got excited this week a little bit. Well, actually, I got a little bit of proud of you, and then I realized that it was just a rental, but your spouse sent me a picture of something that was not a minivan, and she said, and I quote, "Is this cooler than the minivan?" And my response was, "A tricycle is cooler than a minivan," and she took offense to that.
Yes, she did. She showed me that text.
She was pissed.
No, she had the 2 weeks after the new minivan, we took ownership of the new minivan, the check airbag light came on.
Mm-hmm.
So we had to take that in to get that.
So what have we learned from this so far, Joel?
Don't buy a minivan.
It would have happened with any other vehicle with her, too.
Oh, you blaming her? Really? We're going on the air blaming her.
Well, it happened with her last vehicle, too, so I'm just...
So you're playing the law of averages?
Two for two.
I'm staying out of this. So
but it was covered under warranty, so she just got the free rental for a couple days, and yeah.
Okay. So are we done with the True Crime podcast now, or is this...
No, that's just a little more than a week away now, on Saturday, July 13th.
It's going to be episode 135 before we're done with this promo.
No, it is just one more promo after this. Saturday the 13th in Chicago at the Marriott downtown on the Magnificent Mile. There's going to be over 90 True Crime podcasters coming, including Pretend Radio, Our True Crime Podcast, The Hidden Staircase, Coast to Ghost, Death by Champagne, Nature versus Narcissism, So Dead, Crime Crazy, The Haunted Heart, Heartland Homicide, Martinis and the Macabre, Mile Marker 181, Missing Maura Murray, Spooky Scotty, Voice of the Victim, Without Warning, and lots more, including me, Joel, from Florida Men. And this is a full-day event, and the schedule is out now, so if you go on truecrimepodcastfestival.com, you can see what all the different breakout sessions and live podcast recordings are going to be. In case you were kind of on the fence, now you see exactly who's going to be up on stage and talking. Luckily, none of them are me. I'm just going to be kind of hanging out and meeting and greeting people, and I'm going to – there's a couple of the panel discussions I want to see, so I'm going to sit in on a couple of those. But to find out more, go to truecrimepodcastfestival.com. Gives you a chance to meet your favorite podcasters in, you know, face to face. Put a face, ugly face to the name.
Put an ugly face to the name.
Yes, most of us have radio faces.
What is a radio face, Joel?
One that you've
it's
got
better heard, not seen.
Exactly. You got a good voice, but that not good enough face to put on TV.
That's why we don't do video here.
Damn right it is.
We don't have a camera with wide lens enough to
Jesus. Or Vaseline on the lens to make us look 10 years younger.
The hell did you hear that? Is that real?
Yeah. Yeah, you put Vaseline on the lens and it like blurs it permanently. You don't have to use like a filter or anything.
Mm.
It just makes it look all like hazy and stuff.
Okay.
Anyway, do you have anything to promote this week besides?
I do not.
All right. Well, as usual, I'm going to be at the Trivia Factory at the Brass Tap in Naples from 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. on Wednesday night. That's tomorrow night if you listen to this the day it comes out. And on Thursday, actually, I'm not going to be at Fancy Southern Cafe this week because it's the 4th of July and they are not having the trivia for that night. So I get a week off from that one, and hopefully we'll see you. Won't see me in the next couple of weeks because I'll be in Chicago.
The Windy City.
Yes, sir.
All right, let's get into this week's story with story number one. That is uno for our Spanish-speaking friends. Florida man tells cops, "The cocaine you see on my nose is not my cocaine." That's a fantastic defense right off the bat.
Well, somebody gave it to him.
What is that? Ownership is 9/10 of the law or whatever?
Possession.
Possession?
Yes.
All right, here we go. When a Florida man tried to tell Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office deputies that the cocaine on his nose wasn't his, something didn't smell quite right.
That's like, have you ever seen that that interview with the guys from Quiet Riot from back in the 80s? Their excuse was they didn't like to do cocaine. They just really liked the way it smelled.
Yeah. You ever done cocaine?
Hell no.
Yeah, me either. I don't think. No. No, I would remember that. Okay, here we go.
It's usually something that's there's kind of a line you cross before I did cocaine and after I did cocaine.
Oh, is it?
Usually, I think, yeah.
All right. Deputies conducted a traffic stop over the weekend, and during the conversation with the two occupants, I noticed a white powdery substance all over the edges of passenger Fabrico. The hell is that name?
Fabricio Tueros.
Fabricio
Tueros.
Tueros?
Yes.
Oh, shit. Fabricio, we're just going to call him Fab.
Okay.
On Fabio's nose. Deputies conducted a field test on the powder, which tested positive for cocaine, at which time the 20-year-old suspect told deputies it wasn't his.
Well, in fairness, if I got pulled over by the cops and they noticed some white powder on my face, probably be powdered sugar from a donut.
I figured it'd be from your makeup. All right. An ensuing search discovered that Fabio had a small bag of cocaine on his person.
That cocaine was his, though.
Yeah. And 250 grams of marijuana, 13 Xanax pills were found in the vehicle, according to the sheriff's office.
Well, he was the passenger, so I would say that weed and Xanax would belong to the driver.
The sheriff's office posted the arrest on its Facebook page early Monday morning, and the jokes came quickly. Hey, that's not my cocaine. I just ate a powdered donut.
See, that's exactly what I would have said.
Others were more to the point. Quote, play stupid games, win stupid prizes. That's kind of lame.
Yeah.
We've had a lot of strange defenses over the course of doing 68 episodes of this thing.
And usually
the one that comes out that says it ain't mine, rarely works.
Yeah, the coke on the face, the money up the hoo-ha,
we never have money up the hoo-ha. We have needles.
The needles
in bags.
Hoo-ha. Yeah. Yeah, I might have been hinting at something coming up here in just a moment. So,
not more hoo-ha stories.
Well, you got to have a hoo-ha story. It wouldn't be Florida Men if we didn't have a hoo-ha story.
All right. Well, yeah. Fabio, good luck in jail, man.
We're moving on now to story number two. Similar story. Florida man swallows 20 rocks of crack and leads cops on a chase from Miami to the Upper Keys.
Oh, damn.
Florida man led several officers and deputies on a chase from Miami to the Upper Keys on Tuesday. Now, there's not many roads going from Miami to the Upper Keys.
There's only one.
Yeah, so you would have thought they could be able to have stopped him earlier just by...
Well, there's not much between there to get off on. So it's like one on, then it's 30 miles and...
Well, it could have had somebody come from the other direction and just kind of...
Well, I'm not in charge of logistics for the sheriff's department.
All right. Anyway, according to Florida City Police, Mark Edward Welch, a 50-year-old...
Florida City Police? What the hell is that?
Florida City?
Florida City's a city?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
You live in Florida City, Florida? Your address is Florida City, Florida?
That's like New York City, New York.
All right. You got me on that one.
Mark Edward Welch, a 50-year-old from Lake Worth, was involved in a hit-and-run crash on the mainland and attempted to escape toward the Keys. While driving at mile marker 108 on US 1, that would be the one road that goes from the Keys to Miami, Monroe County Sheriff's deputies used road spikes to try and stop Welch's Jeep. Oh, man, he's driving a Jeep.
Oh, he had a Jeep?
Oh, man.
That's embarrassing.
But he kept driving south with the flat tires. Welch eventually hit a concrete wall and came to a stop near the Jewfish... Really? Jewfish
the what?
Creek
Bridge? Well, Jewfish is a fish. It's a type of fish. But I don't know why they would name their restaurant that.
Well, it's a bridge at mile marker.
Oh, never mind. Well, Jewfish Creek must be. Oh, that's a creek. Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah.
At mile marker 107. Welch ignored the deputy's commands to get out of the vehicle while they had their guns drawn on him. He was eventually taken into custody without any resistance. That's when he told deputies there was a woman in the Jeep. However, when they looked there was no one there.
Wait, what? He had a ghost?
Either that or she hopped out and they didn't see. I mean, if he had the top down on the Jeep, it was very easy to lose a passenger.
Or maybe it was one of those inflatable passengers.
That could be. The deputies did, however, find a pipe with traces of cocaine. Welch admitted he ingested 20 rocks of crack while on the chase and had been smoking crack cocaine since Tuesday morning, according to the sheriff's office. So this was... Oh, this was Tuesday. But he started in the morning.
Wait. He swallowed 20 rocks?
Swallowed 20 rocks of crack.
I have never read anything of what ingesting crack cocaine does to the body, but if you smoked consecutive 20 rocks of coke,
you'd be fucked up.
You'd be fucked up.
For a very long time.
You would be, yeah.
Do you ever see on the Howard Stern show, Crackhead Bob?
No.
That guy like turned basically mentally handicapped because he smoked crack one time. Anyway, he said some of the rocks were still stuck in his throat and he was having trouble coughing them up.
I'm going to look this up. I spelled cocaine wrong.
Of course you did. It's spelled like South Park.
Not injecting, ingesting. I-N-J-E-S-T-I-N-G.
Just put swallowed.
I spelled ingesting wrong. Oh, acute toxicity from oral ingestion of crack cocaine.
There we go.
Damn. Oh, here we go. Oh, this is nice. So I lost it. Health hazards. Snorting. Here we go. Okay. Various means of using this illicit drugs can produce several adverse reactions.
Yeah.
Now, forget about it. We're going to go skip past snorting and injecting. We're going to ingesting it can cause severe bowel gangrene due to reduced blood flow.
Bowel gangrene due to reduced blood flow.
Tissue death. Your asshole dies.
It kills the meat in your
bowels. And he took 20 of them.
I never would have even thought that was possible.
If you eat coke, I guess. I mean, eat crack. So, where's the bumper? Did he have the bumper sticker? I eat ass.
Oh man. So it cuts off the blood flow to your intestines and you just die.
Yeah.
Holy shit. Well, that would explain why deputies took Welch to a hospital in Tavernier. Once he was released, deputies cuffed him and took him to jail.
All right, so he wasn't dying. They waited on him to get tested, and then he's good. Take him.
Welch had been charged with DUI, eluding law enforcement, and possession of cocaine and drug paraphernalia. Monroe County Sheriffs said at least three other law enforcement agencies were involved in the chase, and more charges are expected to be filed against Welch.
So what have we learned from this?
Don't swallow crack.
No. All right. So for those of you who are not familiar with the area, so from Miami down to the Upper Keys on US 1, it is one road in and out. Yep. Some places it's two lanes. Most of it's just it's two lanes.
Just two lanes, yeah.
You're going across bridges and swampland as you get out of the Everglades into the Keys.
Yeah, they caught them on a bridge.
Roll the fucking window down. You're in a Jeep. Probably got the top down or whatever.
Just toss the rocks
out the road. Don't swallow them.
You do them one at a time. They ain't going to notice it.
Yeah. They're clear, I guess.
I don't know.
White, clear. They blend in.
Yeah.
Chunk the shit out the road.
You're going 50 miles an hour. They ain't going to find a rock that you tossed out.
Well, especially because you're on flat tires as it is.
Yeah. Well, it probably wasn't going 50 then. Maybe 30 or 40.
Oh, what a dumbass. Story number three. Oh, we're on a drug kick today.
Yeah. All right. Unrelated.
Florida woman swallows meth during a traffic stop, and then she had a heart attack. I'm not laughing at the heart attack. You want to pull up meth
on that?
I'm going to pull that one up on drugs.com and see what that does to you. All right. Two Florida women face felony methamphetamine trafficking charges in Hernando County, but one is fighting for her life after swallowing some of the drug to avoid it being found, according to authorities.
Well, that's, I guess, better than sticking it up the hoo-ha.
Yeah.
Well, apparently not, though. She ended up in the hospital.
Just before 11 p.m. on June the 7th, a routine traffic stop for having no rear taillights turned surreal.
All right. If your lights are out on your vehicle, just don't bring the meth with you.
Well, number one is, if you're going to drive around with illicit drugs, they're going to be looking. They can stop you for any type of...
Yeah, you don't want to give them probable cause.
Both headlights working, both taillights working, brake lights work, tires are inflated, and your freaking tag is up to date.
Turn signal works.
Turn signals.
Yeah. Tag light, too.
Tag light, yes.
Because I got pulled over for that a couple months ago.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Did it not work, or just wasn't bright enough?
It didn't work. I fixed it since then.
Did you get a ticket?
No. He was nice. He let me off without a... I was coming home from work. It was actually almost a year ago now. So when I was working late nights.
We may have a problem.
You got a beer or booze?
We're going to need to go to the store.
Uh-oh.
Because this Jack and Coke is going down way too easy. All right. As the deputy approached the vehicle, he saw the passenger place an unknown object behind her seat, causing the deputy to call for backup to keep an eye on the passenger while he interviewed the driver. The traffic stop was about to end with a warning when the deputy closed by asking if there was anything illegal in the vehicle.
That's usually what they do.
The driver said there was not, and she agreed to a search.
Oh, there's your problem. If he asked for a search, yes, now, if you have a warrant, that's how you reply to that. Now, if he has probable cause, he'll get a warrant, and then he'll find it anyways.
Yeah.
But if not...
See, that's a fine line, because it depends on who you get. All right, do you have anything illegal? No. Do you mind if I search? Because if you say, yes, I do mind, that opens up.
No, that's not probable cause. The Supreme Court has ruled that if you refuse a search, that cannot be construed as probable cause. They'll have to find some other reason to search it.
As the woman exited the vehicle, deputies noticed on one of them a, quote, crystal-like substance on her neck, chest, and clothing, indicating she may have ingested methamphetamine.
Is that why it is called crystal meth? Because it makes you sparkly?
I don't know. And you watch Breaking Bad more than I do.
Well, he never really smoked it. He just made it.
Fire and rescue were called to the scene, and she was taken to a local hospital as a precaution and admitted for having consumed an unknown amount of an unknown substance.
All right. She
swallowed something, but we don't know what it is.
That's something the nurses and the doctors love.
That's why they call it practicing medicine.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens. While at the hospital, she suffered a heart attack and is currently on life support.
That is unfortunate.
While at the hospital, authorities located more than 31 grams of methamphetamine stuffed inside her underwear.
Didn't make it quite to the hoo-ha.
Damn. 31 grams. That's kind of a lot.
I don't know. I don't know how much methamphetamine.
Well, gram is, I wish they'd say ounces. How many ounces in a gram?
I don't know. Let's ask Google.
Grams and ounces, or grams. How big is a, will it fit in a duffel bag?
Grams are smaller than ounces. I do know that.
Grams are smaller than ounces. All right.
Because you got 1,000 grams in a kilogram, and a kilogram is like 2 pounds. So that's like 30 ounces, 32 ounces.
You're just confusing me now, Joel.
All right. So there are 28.3 grams in an ounce. So this is about 1 ounce of meth. A little bit more than an ounce.
Okay. If she recovers, she's going to face felony charges.
If not,
she gets off. But
no, she gets the death penalty.
She gets death. She'll be dead. The driver was arrested on trafficking charges at the scene.
Because she was driving?
Yep. Deputies also. Yep.
If there were no other cars, would they get her with trafficking?
I don't know. Deputies also found more than 26 grams of methamphetamine inside the vehicle and found more of the drug inside the passenger's purse.
So
that's trafficking, if over a certain amount, probably while you're driving. But it didn't say trafficking with intent to distribute. This was personal consumption.
Is it trafficking, though, if it's personal consumption?
I don't know, Joel. I'm making shit up.
Oh, okay.
I don't know about this shit.
Yeah, me either. But she swallowed who knows how much. She had 31 grams in her underwear and 26 grams in her purse.
But did it say, was it in a baggie or was it just straight up rocks in her panties?
I would think with that much, you would have to have it in some kind of a container.
Yep. Me too. But if it wasn't, pizza, I'm going to walk away from that. Yeah, all right.
You probably should.
Yep. I'm walking away.
All right.
But it would have to be in a bag because it would get absorbed in the body, right?
You would think so, yeah.
And if it slipped inside, now you got meth in the hoo-ha. Now you got hoo-ha meth.
Makes you wonder.
Things that make you go, hmm.
What the effect of that would be? Would it dry you out?
I'm sorry, Joel. Vaginal dryness is not one of my expertise subjects. I'm sorry.
Me either. Well, food fight! Time for the Florida man food fight. This time, the food fought back. A Florida man was hospitalized after he and his grandmother ate a potentially lethal puffer fish.
Ooh.
The unnamed 43-year-old man visited Aventura Hospital and Medical Center in South Florida, suffering from vomiting and stomach pains. Both of his legs had gone numb, he felt weak, and he was struggling to speak and stay awake. A pain had erupted in his chest, which made it feel as though it was tearing, his doctors wrote in BMJ case reports. Hospital staff learned the man had eaten the liver of a pufferfish 4 hours before arriving at the hospital. 3 days prior, he had also consumed canned food and cocaine.
Wait, well, what's the canned food got to do with it?
Well, you could get some kind of like botulism or something from that. So
why eat canned food?
Well, if you ever have stomach issues and you end up in the hospital, they're going to ask you if you ate canned food.
Really?
Yeah. The patient's grandmother, who had eaten a smaller amount of the fish, also experienced dizziness and weakness in her lower body. The pair had been poisoned by tetrodotoxin, a potent chemical which is around 1,200 times more toxic to humans than cyanide. There is no known antidote to the poison, which mainly lurks in the liver and ovaries of the fish. Instead, physicians can only offer patients respiratory support until the tetrodotoxin exits the body through urine. So basically, they got to put you on a respirator till you
damn,
till you piss it out. As the man's condition deteriorated, medics put a tube down his throat to protect his airways, and he was admitted to the ICU. The poisoning triggered acute respiratory failure, where the lungs stop oxygenating and removing carbon dioxide from the blood. His blood pressure was dangerously high, and his kidneys stopped working properly. That is a terrible fucking way to go.
Damn.
According to his doctors, the patient also had a history of chronic kidney disease and hypertension. So this guy is just fucked up always from Sunday. Eventually, the patient recovered from respiratory failure, but his kidneys did not heal, and he still relies on dialysis.
Damn, so just from eating one fish?
Yep. The puffer fish is considered a delicacy in Japan, where only highly trained and licensed chefs can prepare the dish, known as fugu, to protect diners from the potentially deadly consequences. All right. I don't care
how good that
fucking fish tastes.
I'd stick to damn hamburgers or something.
Yeah, or salmon.
Well, now, I eat sushi, but I ain't.
Well, this is like sushi chefs have to be properly licensed to be able to even serve this fish.
I have
heard of this before.
I'll take the California roll, thank you.
Yeah, exactly.
Much.
Intoxication is characterized by tingling lips and tongue, headache, vomiting, muscle weakness, and a loss of coordination. Well, that just sounds like being drunk.
I know.
In some cases, patients die because of respiratory and or heart failure. Symptoms generally show between 30 minutes to 6 hours after the poison is ingested. In one case in Japan, a man died 2 hours after eating pufferfish.
Holy shit.
The authors of the latest BMJ Case Reports article noted that pufferfish is uncommon in South Florida, but the dangerous food might be available at underground markets.
Wait. This is the most intriguing part to me of the show. We have underground markets.
Oh, yeah. There is a market for exotic foods. There are foodies who like.
Did you say foodies?
Foodies, yeah.
The fuck's a foodie?
They're like people who are like cuisine enthusiasts. They like having exotic foods and trying things that are like abnormal to eat. They'll like go like Anthony Bourdain. He was a foodie.
I don't know who that is. Who did he play with? Was he a guitarist or a drummer?
No, he was a food journalist and travel journalist.
Oh, okay.
The last place I would want to eat fish from is an underground market.
That's fucked up.
Yeah. They also noted that this particular case was exciting because the man...
Exciting?
That's what they said. Quote, exciting. Because the man not only consumed pufferfish, but canned food and cocaine, quote, which made the differential diagnoses more broad and interesting, unquote.
Interesting.
Doctors are weird people. Mostly poisonings happen in countries where people know little about the dangers of pufferfish or how to prepare it. In 2008, for example, 95 people across 3 districts fell ill after consuming the fish in Bangladesh, the authors wrote. Of those 95 people, 14 died. And in 2014, 2 people in Minneapolis were sickened after buying pufferfish from a street vendor.
Oh, yeah, that's where you want to go. Get your pufferfish and a hot dog.
Yeah.
Just maybe some tacos while you
buy some fish on the side of the road. The authors concluded much remains to be investigated regarding this powerful and paralyzing toxin before it is commercially used. For now, we will forewarn the public to refrain from consuming the deadly delicacy known as fugu.
And stick with your tuna, maybe some
salmon,
maybe some salmon.
Mahi-mahi.
Mahi, yeah. And if all else fails, get the jigoro
cod.
Oh, I was going to say California roll. That doesn't
happen. Oh, yeah.
All right. So the food fought back on this one.
It did. So now on to story number 4. This one's a short one. Florida woman accused of operating a casino in her garage. State agents busted an underground gambling spot in Fort Myers on Friday.
Whoa, here?
Just down the road. Yep. Authorities.
Where? How did we not know about this?
I saw it on the news. That's how I saw the story. Authorities said Elvia Estrada, age 32, was in charge of the operation. She looks about 62 in her mugshot. Several security cameras were seen around the home where neighbors said the illegal activity was taking place at all hours of the day and night. Estrada was operating the gambling spot in a garage in the back of her home on Circle Drive. Estrada is facing charges of establishing a gambling place, gambling, and owning or storing electronic slot machines. She was released on bond. So she had, I'm sure they confiscated.
She run a little ring.
Yeah, just a little.
She wasn't very good at it.
Little casino. Well, they didn't say how much she made.
Well, she bailed out. She bonded out, so apparently she did all right from that.
Yeah, she had some cash flow from the
Lord. How do we not know about this?
like I said, I did.
We don't hang around with the right. But no, you didn't know what was going on. We weren't invited. I mean, we are known in Fort Myers. We should have been invited.
We definitely should have.
At least had the opportunity to decline it.
Exactly. Yeah. Next time, hey, if you're listening and you've got a
illegal going on, we'd like to be a part of it,
or at least know about it.
Yeah.
Be invited.
Yeah, we won't talk about it until you get arrested.
Exactly.
Then we'll talk about it.
Damn right.
I mean, how cool would it be to say, oh, we've been there.
Oh, yeah, I knew that girl.
We partied with Chips. I mean, how cool would that be? You see how I threw in Chips there? Estrada?
Gotcha. Yeah, she
but up.
She's Elvia, not Eric.
Oh. Maybe they're related. Story number 5. Florida woman drove a car into a concert crowd, then bundles of cash fell from under her dress as deputies closed in.
I might have alluded to this story earlier in the show.
All right, here we go. A Florida woman plowed her car into a Sunday afternoon concert crowd, running over the guitarist's foot.
Obviously, there was no stage.
And apparently, there wasn't a stage. Then got out with bundles of cash falling from underneath her dress. An arrest report said. Catherine Alford, thank you for giving me a story that I can actually pronounce the name, 63 of Rotonda West, was arrested on suspicion of DUI and causing property damage, the Charlotte County Sheriff's Office said. Nobody was seriously injured.
Have you ever been to Rotonda West?
I have not, but I have I've been to concerts.
Okay.
I've never seen anybody with a bust a car up through it and run over the guitar's foot.
No.
I have a splinter. Ow. That hurts. All right. I have not ever been to said Rotonda West.
It's a pretty, it's an interesting concept for a neighborhood. It's huge. And it looks like, it's shaped basically like a Trivial Pursuit pie wedge thing. Like inside each of the wedges is a golf course. So there's like 7 different golf courses. Would have been 8, but they didn't finish the.
All right. Alford refused to take a breath test and allegedly told deputies she had taken, quote, too many pain pills because of her recent back surgery. The incident occurred at the Grill and Chill Customer Appreciation Party on Sunday at Burt's Black Widow, Harley-Davidson in Port Charlotte.
So it was at the Harley dealership, but it was for Grill and Chill customers?
Grill and Chill, yes, apparently.
All right.
The Travis Everett Band was playing when Alford drove her convertible Fiat Spider 124 past barriers, hitting at least 2 people, the sheriff's office said.
It was a Fiat, so they just kind of bounced off. The last place you want to drive into a crowd of people is with a bunch of bikers.
Yeah, that probably didn't work out too well.
No, it did not.
Employees at the dealership said Alford then tried to reverse out of the parking lot. She hit one curb and then another, and employees were able to surround her car until deputies arrived. Fuck. Yeah, the last place you want to fuck up something like that is at a biker event.
Yeah.
She initially refused their orders to leave the car, and she went limp when one tried to pull her out.
See, now, if you would have read that, if you would have read that sentence by itself.
It was. Now, I can. Never mind.
You've pulled out limp before?
Damn. I'm having flashbacks.
Yep.
During the confrontation, bundles of cash totaling about $10,000 fell out from under her dress.
Damn.
Deputies searching her found a $100 bill in her underwear, and there was more cash inside the car, most of it inside of a box covered in aluminum foil. All total,
aluminum foil.
She had $109,000 in her car, the sheriff's office said.
$100,000.
She runs a real estate agency with her husband. Yep, she had $109,000 up in her drawers.
Well, she had $10,000 in her
$10,000 in her underwear.
$100,000 or $100 in the
underwear.
In the underwear, the rest of the $10,000 under her dress, and then another $99,000 in a tinfoil covered box. Crazy people like tinfoil for some reason.
Why in the apparently she? I guess the $100 bill in her underwear was just for walking around.
Maybe it was a tip.
Maybe.
Just the tip. What the fuck, lady? Oh, and you got to
pull out a stanky $100 bill.
That's worse than boob sweat dollar bills. Yes, God damn.
You reach down in your drawers and you go pay for this and pull out a $100 bill out of your hoo-ha.
All right. The best part of this one, though, is her mugshot. Let me pull this up for you.
Oh, fuck.
Looks like the face lift went really, really badly.
swear to God.
She's in the...
There's just some shit you can't unsee.
She's in the episode artwork for the... Yeah, you can stop dyeing your hair there, Catherine, because we know you're 150 years old.
Hey, you want to buy a house?
And you know she puts her picture on her business cards because all those fucking real estate agents do that.
Damn.
And she ain't going to put this mugshot on there. That's for fucking sure. Story number 6. Florida man asked cops for help starting a motorcycle he'd stolen. The scooter wouldn't start. So
well, wait now. You can't call a scooter a motorcycle.
Yeah, seriously. It was a... Yeah,
the
was
Vespa a, wouldn't start.
You well, can't. It was a Honda, so there's wiggle room there. They make both. The scooter wouldn't start, so police say Florida man Raymond Millwater asked an officer for a screwdriver. Turns out that wasn't the best idea. According to Clearwater Police, Millwater, age 30, of Largo, we've got a couple friends that live up that way, was seen pushing.
We do?
Yeah, Charlie, Dawn.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think they're up in Largo.
You can't say their name up
there. I can say their first name.
Oh, that's right.
They listen to the show, too. Millwater was seen pushing a 2013 Honda scooter across Coronado Drive on Clearwater Beach around 5:30 a.m. Wednesday. The scooter, police said, did not belong to him. A witness saw Millwater pushing the scooter and notified police. Fucking narc. According to Millwater's arrest report, an officer approached him and he asked the officer for a screwdriver to start the scooter. He also said...
Why do you need a screwdriver to start a scooter? To jump it?
To cram it into the key spot for the ignition.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, he also said that he did not know the owner.
Mm.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to give you the screwdriver then, buddy. Police contacted the owner, who said they didn't know Millwater. Millwater was arrested and charged with grand theft of a motor vehicle. He's being held in Pinellas County Jail in lieu of a $5,000 bail.
Fantastic. That's a brilliant escape plan.
Yeah, just ask the cop. Yeah. Hey, you got a screwdriver?
Anybody? Anyone got a screwdriver? Hey, you with the...
Screwdriver is... We were talking about probable cause earlier. A screwdriver in the ignition is usually probable cause to run your plates and search the vehicle. Because it looks like you fucking stole it.
Yeah.
According to jail records, Millwater has at least 4 other grand theft charges on his record, along with a host of drug and weapons charges.
Yep, that doesn't cause suspicion at all.
No, not at all.
All right, that's the show for this week, folks. If you want to hear more, subscribe to the podcast using the links in the show notes below.
If you like the show, please rate us 5 stars.
I just threw below in there.
You do that like every 7th episode or so. Yeah, you do.
Are there actually show notes below?
They're not really below, but they are.
Yeah, okay.
They're in the show notes.
Well, they're below to me.
Yeah.
Well, actually, they're on the side.
You know what? It depends on the app you use for the podcast.
Thank you, Joel.
I use Overcast, and it's actually you just have to swipe to see the show notes. But I think Apple Podcast, you might be able to scroll.
Okay.
All right. If you like the show, please rate us 5 stars and leave a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or wherever you listen to Florida Men. And we did receive a review this week from SMFF Podcast via Apple Podcasts. And the title of this review is Feels Just Like a Florida Radio Show. 5 stars. I was born and raised in Florida by a blue-collar father, and we always listen to the local radio stations when we drive around in his truck. This podcast honestly feels like a segment created by John Boy and Billy or Bubba the Love Sponge.
I love John Boy and Billy. I'd heard them a long time, but I used to listen to them all the time.
They
were out of Charlotte.
Oh, were they?
Yeah.
I never heard of John Boy and Billy, but I used to listen to Bubba the Love Sponge all the time when he was on down here. And then also when he was on Sirius for a while. He was on Howard Stern's channel for a long time. Though there may be other podcasts that read crazy stories from Florida and whatnot, I believe these guys are the authentic sound from the Sunshine State. Great job. Love the podcast. Well, thank you, guys. We appreciate that.
What was the other guy? What was the old man that was on there? Is he still...
On what?
John Boy and Billy.
I never heard that show.
You haven't?
Nope.
It's syndicated, and we used to get it. I think we were in Nashville, and we used to get it. Hang on. I want to say something real quick. And then crew? John Boy and Billy. Rayford. I couldn't pull it.
That's what she said.
Oh, shut up. Yeah, Rayford was one of my favorite. I couldn't pull the name a while ago. Anyway, that's pretty cool. I hadn't heard John Boy and Bill in a while. Like us and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. We are at Florida Men Pod.
Got a suggestion for a story?
We should start a website called Titter.
I'm sure that's already out there. You should look that up.
I'm going to Google it right now. Titter.
Got a suggestion for a story you'd like us to cover? Send us an email to floridamenpodcast@gmail.com. Or leave us a voicemail at 567-432-9674. Yeah, I'm sure you're going to get midget porn.
Nope. Oh, definition of titter. Used without an object. To laugh in a restaurant. To laugh at a restrained. It looked like restaurant. I swear to God it did. Self-conscious or effective. It's a titter. It's he was laughing. Oh, here we go. Titter.com. Want to play? Oh. Is a family-friendly online game site for girls.
Really?
Yep.
That's disappointing.
If you would like to support the show financially, you can make a one-time donation at paypal.me/floridaman, or to get early access and extended ad-free episodes and other cool shit, you can subscribe at patreon.com/floridaman.
And as always, we'd like to thank our Patreon subscribers personally. They are Colin, Koneth, David, Erica, Heather and Josh, Jessica, Katie, Kurt, Matt, Matthew, Paradise After Dark Podcast, The Long Since Past Podcast, Roxanne, Stephanie, and Travis.
This program is provided for information and use only. No warranty or professional relationship is implied, and no refunds will be granted.
Views expressed on this program are solely the opinions of the Florida Men Podcast and are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, and do not imply an endorsement by our sponsors, spouses, families, employers, each other, or the Florida Board of Tourism.
Any rebroadcast, reproduction, or retransmission without the express written consent of Major League Baseball is prohibited.
This podcast was recorded at Southern Audio Production Studios in Fort Myers, Florida, and mixed in a tinfoil-covered box at a concert in Harley-Davidson dealer parking lot.
Seriously? Could you make him any more cheesy?
Probably. You want me to next
time? No, I take that back. And as always, we'll finish up tonight with the Battle of the Florida Man and Tracy. Kiss my ass.
Florida Man, Florida Man. Might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida man. He's got his feet in the sand while he works on his tan. He's got an annual pass to Disneyland. He drinks his beer from a can, he lives in his van. It's a mobile tiny house inside. He's Florida man, Florida man. Might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida man. Florida man. He's a dumbass, but we love him, he's a Florida man.